We go to the next kina, Chavav. Az Bahaloch Yirmiyahu al Kivrei Avos. Based on a medrash that I'll share with you, medrash Eicha. But the story that we'll read in this kina, which I'll tell you in a minute, is prefaced with one line in the medrash, and I'd like to share with you that one line because it's going to be very... pivotal. Yirmiyahu, as if it were, prophesies the Churban. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yirmiyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed, or is in its midst of its destruction, Hashem Kivyachol turns to Yirmiyahu and says, today I am like a father, She'em lo ben yechidi, Shehayu lo ben yechidi. Father had one son, they waited 10 years to get pregnant, finally they had one child, one son. And they raised him, and they paid his tuitions, and they found him a kala. And now I feel, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yirmiyahu, like my child, that I, my one child, my only child, died at his chuppah. And there's no vein lecha ke'ev. And therefore I ask you, Yirmiyahu, go call Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe to cry for me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe goes up to the Malachi Ashares, says the Medrash. He recognized them from the time of Matan Torah. And he said, why am I being called up to Shemayim? And they said, Malachi Ashares say to Moshe, don't you know that the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed and Yisrael going out to Golus? And Moshe Rabbeinu starts crying and crying, and he walks quickly while he's crying to the Avos, and they hear about it, and they rip their garments, kivyachol, and they cry and cry, and then they arrive at the gates of the Beis HaMikdash up in the heavens, and what do they find? They find HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself crying, kivyachol. All the Avos are staring there crying, asking, how could it be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said in the Torah, you can't kill a mother and a child, animal, the same day, here you're killing mothers, fathers, all together. Until finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer, until Rachel Yemenu jumps up and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you knew that Yaakov loved me more than everybody else, and he worked for me for 7 years. At the end of those 7 years, of course, Lavan, we know the story. And I gave the secrets. I had pity on my sister so that she shouldn't be embarrassed. Not only that, but that night, I stayed in the bedroom and I responded to the secret questions so that Yaakov wouldn't know, so that my sister shouldn't be embarrassed. If I'm boss of Adam and I was not Mekane on my... Sarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you being mekane from the avodah zarah that your Jews are doing? And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, breaks down kivyachol and says, "Kama Hashem, minikol eich mibecha, you could stop crying, my dear Rachel. Yesachol efu laseich, shava banim legvulam. I'm going to bring Klal Yisrael back." But now the postscript. The postscript is that one line at the beginning of the Medrash. That chuppah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my one child that I lost at the chuppah. I took our students to Kever Rachel 2 weeks ago. Told them the story. Dr. Applebaum from Chicago, marrying off his oldest daughter, Nava, comes back from the mikvah in the afternoon, the day before the wedding. Father takes her out for dinner that night, as a father might do the night before he marries off his eldest daughter. And there, Ketusha Vatara, our enemies come and bombed the Sbarro's restaurant along with so many others. Instead of seeing his wife to the chuppah, seeing his daughter to the chuppah, the next day he's buried with his daughter. They took her wedding gown, and now that wedding gown is in the women's section in Kever Rachel. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells Rachel, I lost my child at the chuppah, we have one more reminder for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one more reminder for you. That yes, a very real child lost at their chuppah. You can't answer Rachel's tefillos yet, so maybe Nav Applebaum's tefillos could also bring your rachamim a little bit more quickly. Kina chafav az ba'aloch yirmiyah kivrei avos.